Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Danzy and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is. Yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
All right, well, based on the time and in the interest of keeping everybody on the schedule, we're going to go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
So, hello, Celebration Anaheim.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Celebration Anaheim podcasting stage with Coffee with Kenobi. We are, of course, the Star Wars podcast that analyzes our favorite saga in a whole new way. And we are tremendously excited to be here with you for the very first ever Celebration podcast. We're a trivia question now.
That's cool. That's right.
Yeah. So I'm Dan Z. With me is my good friend and co-host, Corey Club.
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going? So who's excited to see that last trailer we saw? Oh. Awesome. Yeah?
Insane.
So
crazy exciting.
There you go.
So, I mean, here's something else that's exciting. This gentleman right here, to my right, joining us live on the podcasting stage is John Dak Morton. Obviously, everybody knows Dak. He's a Star Wars legend. He's an icon. Luke Skywalker in the Battle of Hoth from The Empire Strikes Back. He's agreed to join us as we look at our topic for the Celebration podcasting stage. It's the Jedi and Redemption in the Star Wars Saga. We had the pleasure of speaking with John in July of last year, and it was one of the most popular shows we've ever had. Please give a huge Celebration Anaheim welcome to John Morton. Thank you. So we're just going to jump right into it, John. Clearly we see redemption for the Father through the Son in Return of the Jedi as Darth Vader saves Luke. However, there are many examples of this theme throughout the saga. What are some other examples, and why is this such a poignant theme throughout Star Wars?
Well, I think it relates to all of us. I certainly know that in my life, I wish I was somewhat of the person I am today that I was when I was doing Empire Strikes Back. Maybe I would have lived. But, yeah, redemption is the theme we can all understand. Some people who are cynical say, oh, it only comes with maturity. But I think there's some other things that might be identified with the Force, which facilitates redemption. And I think that's what's so inspiring about Star Wars, don't you guys think that?
Absolutely.
That, you know, George, when he pulled from Joseph Campbell and Jung and all of the archetypes and the hero's journey, it was an inspired choice. And Star Wars, at the time, I was thinking in terms of filmmaking, like Coppola and the work that he was doing with The Godfather and Apocalypse Now. But as I tell everybody that asks, do we feel that The Godfather or Apocalypse Now inspires us today or inspired us then? It wasn't an edifying message. It was a powerful one. But in retrospect, the redemption I think I feel from Star Wars is that I see worldwide with people like you and all over here today in Anaheim that Star Wars is having an impact in our lives today and will continue to do that, you know, for generations, which can't be said for a lot of the filmmaking that was done in the 1970s. Not to say it was bad, but that's consistent with, I think, the theme you're trying to develop.
Very much so.
So let's transition a little bit to Rebels. Everybody's kind of excited about that. The first season of Rebels just ended it this past April. And comparing and contrasting the different types of redemption and both Luke's experiences with in the original films and Kanan on Rebels, we've seen most of season one, and we see, of course, how does that transition? If you've seen it, between the master apprentice relationship and finding redemption in their stories.
Well, I can't say that I'm really savvy with all the ins and outs of Rebels. I haven't seen every episode, but I've seen quite a bit. But I am interested, very curious in Kanan's development, and the same thing with Sabine. In many ways, I mean, they're characters that, in some ways, they started out on one path and somehow went on another. And I think as we see the series develop over the course of the next few seasons, we'll get a better sense of that. But yeah, you're absolutely right; it's in there.
You see it all the time. I think the redemption thing is really particularly strong when it comes to fear and facing your fear, which is a wonderful, powerful message, clearly. And teaching is also important, too. Anybody here surprised that we're going to talk about teaching today? No. It's, you know, it's kind of what we do, isn't it, Rogues?
That's right.
You bet. So mentorship and teaching take place, obviously. One of the biggest examples of this, I think, is through conquering fear, which is what Luke does with the Emperor, naturally. And Kanan does at the end of Season 1 when he defeats the Inquisitor. So how does controlling fear lead to personal growth and insight? And what can we as a culture take from this?
Ooh.
Yeah. Want a sip of water?
Well, I think I can speak for myself, if that's all right.
Please do.
When I was young, I had a lot of fears. And I thought I had mastered them as a master of disguises. But, you know, again, as I've gotten older, you know, the fears are, you know, not there anymore. It's sort of like, you know, I think as we get older and as we develop the insights and as we become redeemed, we realize that there's another plan at work, and our task is to make sure we're always aligned with the force, if you will. And as long as we do that, there's nothing to fear. I mean, obviously, bad things happen to good people, but you can't let that control your life.
That's a good way to put it. And fear plays a big part in Rebels Season 1. It also plays a big part in Empire Strikes Back with the reveal of Darth Vader being Luke's father. You know, the other thing, too, about fear is it seems to thrive on us as people, and overcoming that makes it a good redemption story to tell. Yeah. I also think that coming along with fear and redemption comes a trauma that comes with that, too, that comes with post-traumatic stress, also evident. In Star Wars, there's a lot of folks that, you know, they're fighting a war. There's a lot of people coming out of this to be able to just, you know, live their daily lives and move on from the experiences they've had. So through surviving the confrontation on Cloud City, surviving Order 66, both Luke and Kanan have been thrust into these new leading roles by leading by example. And despite, great hardship they had to endure. What does this say about both the innate ability of the Force as well as teaching and leadership?
Well, I think I learned the Force a little bit more from finding myself around people who are similarly inspired. And that reinforces the reality. And I can say that I really feel that its presence is here. I don't want to sound like I'm shilling for dissing or anything like that. Because I'm not. They don't even know who I am. They think I'm dead.
Not quite dead.
But think about it. I mean, this gathering is quite extraordinary. If anybody had followed the tweeting that was going on last night for the folks that were in the line, I went down there. I asked a lot of you who were queuing up, were any of you in the line down there?
Anybody was anyone in the line last night?
Raise your hand, yeah.
Wow, and you're still smiling.
Well, you guys correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if I met you or if you knew I was down there, but around 8:30, I went down and I walked right in the center and walked right up and talked to as many people that felt like they wanted to talk to me. And I did not find one person who was griping. You can't fake that. You know, it wasn't the best of circumstances, and I don't know how you all felt it. 4:30 in the morning if you weren't sleeping. But to me, that's a testimony. I choose to see the glass half full. I don't know how else the powers that be could have managed the demand. I was talking to my daughter, who's working with Mary Franklin right now, about that. And she said the same thing. She said, I don't see how you could have done it differently. There was a demand to be there, and the folks wanted to put up with all of that. So what I found was that, you know, the Force, as it were, is present. There are all sorts of people here. I think there's something like 50,000. I mean, think about it. And everybody's cheerful. Nobody's griping. There must be a few, but that's the power, and it reinforces each other. And I think that you can recognize that community, which reinforces the trust that you have in the goodness. You can see it in people's eyes when you're going through you know, the supermarket checkout line sometimes, if you bother to look to the person who's checking your groceries, and you can see something in their eyes and you can tell. And if you acknowledge that by saying, aren't we being blessed by this wonderful day we're having, you know, suddenly it's like, hey, yeah, man, that's good. So I think that's our cause, to go out there and reinforce the force, or whatever you want to call it, from whatever your belief system is. And I think what happens with Ezra Bridger is he had something in himself that he didn't really know much about, but he was a street urchin. He was alone out there. He was, you know, throwing his little things with a slingshot here and there and just making a nuisance out of himself. But then he made the great leap of faith, got on board the Ghost, and you know, there he was, finding family, and he had a wonderful role model in Hera, and who, by the way, I think Vanessa is really embodies yes. that character yeah. so well. I haven't met her yet, but my daughter has, and everything I've seen about her suggests that here is one leader amongst us all that is worthy of emulating and following and being inspired by. But, you know, we feed off of each other. I can see it out there with all of you folks here. You know, everybody in this room is remarkable in their own way.
Yes.
I'm glad to be a part of your family.
Oh, we're thrilled that you're here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, true. I think you'll find that most of the people that I've... I'm sorry, I'm popping the mic. Most of the people that I've had the pleasure of working with in doing the films and in these conventions, we're more interested, if we have the time, to hear about your stories and what you all bring to Star Wars, and what Star Wars has done to bring to you meaning in your lives, because you're obviously sharing it.
Yes. Well, absolutely. Very,
yeah,
very good.
Well said.
Yes, very well said. Well, it's Dak. What do you expect? Yeah.
I got nothing to lose. I'm gone.
That's right. That's right. Yes. I do want to go back to Rebels, the end of Season 1. And did any of you hear our last interview with Freddie Prinze Jr. by chance? Yeah, remarkable, remarkable guy. Looking forward to hopefully getting a chat with him on Saturday. I'm sure we'll all get a chance to see him at the post-conference, the press conference. But he talked about, we asked him point blank, did Kanan touch the dark side at the end of Season 1? And, of course, Kevin, you were there. You chatted with us at the end for Rebels Reactions. And Frey said, no way. I'm just focused. And he let go of that fear. He continues to be a great mentor. What did everybody think about the end when Ezra has asked, is Kanan okay? And he says, yeah, he's more than okay. Maybe want to come up here real quick and tell us what they thought? Yeah. There's one mic over.
There you go.
There you go. It's Laird Malamud, everybody.
First of all, thanks for having an open mic. That's cool. Hi, everybody. And what an awesome show you guys have been putting
Thank
on
you.
For
Thank you.
Over a year now, almost 2 years now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is amazing. It's always thoughtful to just heard today. So give that for
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. What did I mean, it was a powerful show. I mean, I don't often have time to go back and rewatch them multiple times. And as soon as I finished watching that episode, I went back and watched it again. Just to have that moment. That moment was like, that's, we've seen someone come of age. And you guys talked about confidence before, or fears, and then it's the flip side of confidence, right? And like, how cool is it that we can see our heroes get that confidence? And, you know, personally, I look at that and I go, well, I can conquer anything too, because I just go through whatever I'm going through and, you know, you face it. So I found it really inspiring. I mean, I think what the heart they put into Rebels, and I sound like a shill for Disney too.
Well,
We
all are. We spent a lot of money to come here.
I just found that the way that the cast brought that together, and it really did. It felt like Star Wars. I mean, I really want, because that's what I really felt like at the end of that season, was just like, yeah, that's Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah, I love Clone Wars, but even more than Clone Wars, Rebels really for me is Star Wars.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a – thank you so much, Larry.
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like the first transport is in fact away, and Dak is clear for takeoff. So he's going to head towards Star Wars Trooping and Military Service Professionals in room 303, and that's from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock on the Star Wars fan stage. So before you continue on, sir, what can we look forward to from your panel?
Well, as I kind of went around for the last few years, in particular, going from convention to convention, I found that there was an extraordinary number of men and women who were EMTs, firefighters, law enforcement, National Guard, military and veterans. And my background is Navy, and one of my daughters is actually serving in the Navy right now, and all of our family, there are quite a few of them, are down in San Diego. So I thought, you know, here's two parts of my life that I really have a heart for kind of pulling together for personal reasons, but I wanted to represent the military community or the service personnel, the men and women worldwide, in this sort of Star Wars fan base that we have. And I pitched the idea to Mary Franklin when she asked for panel ideas. And I was really thrilled that she honored that. She said, yeah, we'd really like to do that. So I worked with the SoCal Garrison, the 501st, with Leslie Parker, who's done a lot of work, big, you know, celebrations. And we put together a wonderful panel of men and women who are going to talk about Star Wars and their experience in the armed forces. And the gentleman who inducted me into the Mandalorian Mercs, Daryl Vincent, will be there from the Blue Moon Clan. And that's the most recent organization I've become a part of. And Daryl is going to make a statement that was the statement he gave to me when I met him in Lexington, Kentucky. He had just come back from Afghanistan. And I'm going to speak for him in case you guys can't come to attend this thing, but you know, he had some PTSD issues. And he's very talkative about this now. And he said, John, the thing about the Mandalorian Mercs, the way I feel about my clan, is I never thought I would feel so loved and supported to the extent that I found with my mates in Afghanistan. And that, if anybody served either in law enforcement or whatever, if you have that kind of bond with men and women that you experienced in combat or under stress, and that they're there for you at 4 o'clock in the morning when you're in that dark night of the soul, that speaks volumes. And I wanted to share that with everybody. So you're going to hear a lot of testimonies on that.
Powerful stuff, definitely.
So we couldn't give you anything that we want to give away. We have these Coffee with Konobi comes out. We had some tickets go out for folks that would be getting one. We're doing a drawing later. So, Dak, we definitely want to give you an
yes,
exclusive.
That's
coffee
you, my friend.
Mug.
I have to say, I've seen this on the internet and in the Facebooks and Twitters and whatever, and there is a word that you use occasionally, and it's covet. I have coveted one of these, and I know I'd actually get one.
You got one.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you so much. Both for Star Wars.
I put my water in it so people don't think I'm having white wine.
Well,
one of my friends said, hey, you're drinking white wine already. I said, no, that's L.A. Basin water. And it's quite good. It comes from the fountain out here. It's very cold.
Right, well,
but it's not white wine, so.
No, and neither is ours. Well, Corey's actually might be.
Cheers.
No.
All right, thank you so much, John, for being a part. One more time for Dak, everybody. Best of luck. All right, well, let's talk about what's been going on today. Anything exciting going on? Yes?
A few things.
Right? Imagine, okay, picture this, right? We're getting in line. We're going to go see. We're going to try to get into the main room. We got in the digital stage. It was still incredibly fun. And we're looking at our phones, right? And the people who are going to come and help us set up are still outside. And they're not showing the trailer, which we all know is going to be there, right? I mean, everybody knew that was going to happen. And my phone is starting to die. I'm like, oh, boy, this is a perfect storm. But you know what? It's going to be aight. And it was. And one of the things that happened that gave us such peace of mind is that Mr. Mike Pilot has been so instrumental to Coffee with Kenobi, becoming a podcast, giving us advice all the time, becoming like a brother to me, honestly. And he was in here before we were, helping us set up. I just want to acknowledge Mr. Mike Pilot from Coffee with Kenobi. All right, let's talk about, before we get to the trailer, because we got to talk about the trailer, let's talk about the J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy panel highlights.
Yeah, it was so cool to see them up on stage. Obviously, for me as a fan, I like J.J. Abrams' work. He does incredible stuff. And Kathleen Kennedy, to be there as a presence for the corporation, too, and Dak had mentioned before we got started, set it up, it was like, it's from the top.
yeah.
as far as fandom goes. You know, it's so cool to see that, I think, because they give it a presence, and they're here for the fans and be able to represent that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't Kathleen Kennedy so charming?
Yeah,
I mean, she just has this glow about her that you just want to get to know her. Well, of course, she does run Lucasfilm. That wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she seems really, really cool. They were very – at the beginning, I don't think they told us a whole lot we didn't know. And then they started showing these incredible images and started talking about these experiences. And I just want to talk about right now BB-8.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
I will say, Dan, when I first saw the teaser trailer, the original one that came out last year, I thought it was CGI. And I was like, oh, it's CGI. Okay, they're making some things up, you know, cool. But when he rolled it out, I was like, oh, my gosh. I was kind of like, it's like a magic trick. I was just mind blown. So as far as – you know, seeing that and being able to just see that they're doing using practical effects on something like that that's so unique, so different, it was really well received.
Well, the physics of when he rolled out,
yeah.
And there's a part he's like, oh my gosh, I hope this works, and it worked to perfection.
Yeah,
it absolutely worked to perfection. And I couldn't really, anybody in here know anything about how to build a droid? Any droid builders in here?
Anybody? There you go.
You have any theories about how they did that? No?
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, well, that's probably the only thing we have in common as far as building a droid. I don't know how to do that either. But, yeah. Okay, interesting. So then the cast comes out, and completely charming and effervescent. And we learn a couple of new things. Anything about you want to say about the cast before we learn about their characters?
I thought they were great. Just their personalities coming out there and being on the stage and being able to do that. It was so cool to see that. Their energy, too, obviously, and the diverse cast overall, you know, we've got some great new characters to follow and be able to see. So, and I'm glad they showed up and followed some questions. So,
yeah. Well, let's just go there. I tried to write down some of the things that they said. They didn't, of course, tell us very much. Daisy Ridley's character is on the desert planet Jakku.
Yeah, we all thought it was Tatooine.
Yeah. Was anyone show of hands? Was anyone disappointed it's not Tatooine? You can be honest.
I was disappointed.
I mean, you know,
I think so.
It doesn't mean that it's not going to be there. Maybe Jakku is like slang for Tatooine? Most likely not. Joa, do you think it's slang? No.
No.
He says no, so it's got to be. So John Boyega, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say John Boyega was on there. And he fielded some interesting questions. Kind of, we saw that teaser, and everybody's wondering what side he's on.
He was cool, too.
He played it smooth, man. Definitely smooth for the questions. But I think it's cool that he was up there and able to do that.
Well, he says my character is in incredible danger and makes a big decision as a stormtrooper. And then like when they ask him, are you good? Are you bad? And he says, I can't remember. I can't help but feel like that's a meta discussion. Like he can't remember because in the film, maybe he can't remember. I don't know. Did we just violate our speculation? No, we didn't. No. So Oscar Isaac, best friggin' pilot is what he said.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I wonder how Hera and Harrison Ford would feel about that. But so he's the best friggin' pilot and sent on a mission by a certain princess.
Mm.
And then he meets John Boyega, and lives change.
Yeah, the other thing too is that they kept talking about those characters and how they interact with each other, and it just made me think of the original trilogy as far as Han, Luke, and Leia coming from different backgrounds all across the galaxy, introducing each other to each other, and working together at all the same goals. So I wonder if that's the overall theme too. So it's exciting to see that dynamic is still involved.
Well, how about those images, too? Like, I mean, we saw some pretty phenomenal images. Anything hit your mind there?
I liked that Rey was a scavenger. Made it interesting. We haven't seen too much scavengers unless it's been another alien race of some sort, hawking their goods. But have a human figure do that. And obviously she's – I don't know if it's some kind of a career path for – folks that maybe aren't necessarily doing things. I don't know. I'm speculating, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I like that you said hawking your goods and you had a straight face.
Hawking my goods, yeah.
Like a peddler or something. Let's talk about the trailer.
Yes.
Let's talk about the trailer. Yes, for sure. And we are going to have you all come up and give us your opinions on the trailer, too, because that's really important. What'd you think? Is anyone else doing this?
I think I'm still shaking from just overall power of it. I mean, thinking in my mind, it was action scene after action scene, characters like they had just talked about on the screen. So I got some evidence as far as how they interact with each other on the trailer, the teaser trailer. And the final scene with Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Oh my gosh.
I think
when he said we're home, and then part of that as well.
The marketing and the way they put that together was incredible. Well done.
How many of you saw it more than once?
You guys stay for the second viewing?
Yeah.
Who's on their phone right now watching it?
Well, wait till the panel's over. Yeah, you like my students on your phone. We saw it once because we had to run down here and set up, but I mean, I was smiling the whole time during the panel anyway, and then seeing those, I mean, the Star Destroyer crashed into that. Let's, I don't know what to say.
Does anybody have first impressions they want to come up and say real fast? Go ahead, come on
up.
Introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and tell us what you think.
Hello. My name is Sean. I'm from Radio Free Tatooine. I just got out of the viewing right around the corner, so very fortunate to be one of the first ones in here. I come from a very emotional family, so when I see things like movie trailers, etc., I tear up all the time. When I watch the first trailer, I was at work in the back room on my phone crying, and we've got customers out there. Okay, let's do this. So I go out there. So that's what I was expecting this time. And it starts up, and we see Rey speeding along. I thought, all right, cool. The Star Destroyer, wow, this is cool. But there was something inside that I thought every scene was cooler and cooler, but it didn't hit me like the first one until Chewie or home.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just felt it.
Seeing the villain too. Yeah, seeing the face of that villain was pretty stunning. Pretty stunning.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, they revealed a lot too, and much as we like to talk about spoiler-free stuff, I didn't know any what I was going to see. As far as the anatomy of racing through the Star Destroyer or whatever, it seems like there's a torn universe here.
Yeah.
So it's definitely up in the air for what's going to happen.
I think the most, and thank you, by the way, so much. Radio Free Tatooine. I think what's really cool, when you hear Mark Hamill's narration, my sister has it, and then there's a lightsaber. I thought people would be screaming more than they did for that moment. Now, I wonder, was that Princess Leia's lightsaber? Was she checking out Luke's and holding it for him while he went to the bathroom, or what do you think?
Wow. I don't know. It happens so fast, but I think it's been, we were talking 30 years between things. I think she's coming to her own. But I'd love to see her do some action and have her own lightsaber. And definitely, I think it would be very cool. So.
And we also want to come up and share your initial thoughts. There he is. Thomas Riddle, Star Wars in the Classroom.
Wow. Glad to be here. Great job.
Thank you.
The trailer was fantastic from a storytelling point of view. I thought Hamill's narration nailed it. So you go from my father has it, and you see Vader's helmet. You say, I have it, and you see Luke's hand.
Oh, yeah.
My sister has it, and what appeared to me to be Vader's saber. To be wrong on that, it'll be a lot less.
That or Luke's.
Someone's. But the fact, if it was Vader's, the thing, there's a lot of power in mythology and storytelling with weapons and passing weapons down, especially swords, from father to son and or sibling and children. And in this case, I think it's really cool, if it is Vader's, that Leia is taking it. And it's almost like the passing of the sword is like passing the mantle. The colors they used were great, so when you see Kylo Ren in these primal colors of red and black and fire, and just that one trailer told so much of the story, I think, that I think it's setting us up for some fantastic storytelling. Mm. And then the humor and the touchiness at the end with Chewie were home, because I think a lot of people smiled at that as well. So, but I think from a storytelling perspective, they nailed it in that teaser. So. Mm-hmm.
Very much so, very much so. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Anyone else want to come on down? Look at Richard foaming at the mouth back there. Come on up. Joel Stinson from the Cantina Cast.
I told Mike, one way or another, I'm getting on the podcast thing.
You did.
Yeah.
I'll take it from a different perspective. The cinematography, a lot different. Looks completely different from the prequels or the original. The world looks dirty, but the film looks clean and crisp, if that makes any sense.
I like that.
And
also made me hungry when you said that too.
And I didn't smile when I saw Harrison. Well, I heard the voice and I was like, there we go. There's that gruff voice that I love. And grabbed Ashley, hugged her, and I was bawling, screaming. I was just shaking her, like holding her. So many emotions running through. Man, it was for the first time ever, Mike, I'm speechless.
Yeah. Wow. And we got on tape, too.
Joe from the Cinecast. Right.
Yeah, just seeing Harrison Ford in the end like that was just unbelievable. And like seeing the Falcon there, is you know, he's got his silver mane.
Yeah.
That we'll all have someday, probably. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Don't go away.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Let's move on to our collector. Unless anyone else last chance to talk about the trailer? Here we go. Come on down, Richard. Skywalking through Neverland.
Hey.
Hello.
Jesus. Hey, good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you guys. When'd you guys get in?
A little while ago. Just waiting around, so just hanging out.
All right. Who shed a tear? Who shed a tear? I was bawling. There's my sweetie wife, Sarah, right over there. We were clutching onto each other. I have her fingernails clutched into my wrist. Stop bleeding. But that was just amazing.
It was.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't know that there was a Star Destroyer that very first shot.
Oh, yeah.
My mind just went... I couldn't even focus on anything. Then the second time around, I was like, is that a Star Destroyer? How did I not see a Star Destroyer? And then come the other shots, but in the end, we see Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I'm a vintage fan, but was it me, or did that shot strike a nerve? Because it was very... It replicated that publicity shot we saw back in 1977. This guy's like,
yeah,
yes.
I can see
that.
Yeah, right.
Han and Chewie, but this time they were flipped.
Yes.
So Han was on the right-hand side. That's where my brain went.
Wow. That's pretty cool. It went away, it's the way you were standing. That's why it was flipped.
But Chewie, we're home.
Yeah,
nice.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Dan and Corey, everybody.
Thank you, Richard Skywalker from Neverland. All bunch of great podcasts here. Mike, you want to say something?
Yeah, actually I do.
Attaboy. Mike Pilot.
So I just wanted to share something with you all that I just saw online. Not that I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, no, we understand.
But if you go to apple.com/trailers, the new teaser's up there.
Yeah.
Nice.
After the show, get out there, download it, watch it, because Talk Twice wasn't enough. And,
No.
Once was enough. That's all I've seen so far.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's good to see it again. So I wanted to share something about Dan and Corey, about how they are as podcasters and what they do for fandom and how they live their Star Wars lives. Came across Dan over a year ago and was listening to their show, and he contacted me about Full of Sith and what Brian and Amy and Bobby and what we all do, for making Star Wars good for everybody. It's a safe place to talk about all your views and stuff. And Dan and Corey, just talking to them, became fast friends because how they are with teaching and sharing what Star Wars means to them with your guests, with everything you do on your website, you reach out to fandom. And I think they do a great job, and I think they deserve some applause for that, because there are a lot of people that, they want to be heard. And I think Dan and Corey would easily step to the side if there's something, a more important thing needed to be said, not just what they need to say. So,
sure.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very kind of you. That's awesome. Yeah, this is it's a wonderful community, and we have a lot of amazing bloggers. A lot of bloggers here. Bloggers, can you say hello?
Yeah,
I love Corey Lars. I love it. One of them, good friend of ours, again, we've made a lot of incredible friends of Star Wars. I know you all have, and we can't wait to see what happens by Sunday evening if we're still awake and conscious. But Jeff McGee, he's going to join us on the podcasting stage, talk a little bit about the great collectibles that we have. He's from Marm Dog Media, Assembly of Geeks, and he's a blogger. Say hello to Jeff McGee.
Hello, Jeff McGee. I have not seen the trailer yet.
What?
Tell them why. Tell them why.
I was standing in line because I was told we could get in at 10. Oh. Yeah, I'm standing in line to get in here, so I'm going to watch it as soon as this is over. But thanks for spoiling it for me.
Wow, that was like a major...
We just outdid ourselves, yeah.
It's all right.
That's right. There's bitter in this class.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the collectible news. Let's talk about the celebration store. What do you kind of have your eye on right now?
You went the list alphabetically or by price. This is my first celebration, so I'm a little overwhelmed. But of course, people who know me and now people who don't know me will know Bossk is my favorite bounty hunter.
Yes.
And if you love Boba Fett, you've got plenty of Boba Fett swag you can get. But Bossk, you don't really get that much. And there is a Bossk hoodie.
It's
going to be
like
yours
what?
For the low price of $100.
I was going to say, yeah.
Sold American already. That's the one thing. And I've got to buy 4 of the Rancor bottle openers because apparently all my friends are alcoholics. as far as the store goes, there's those items and the Max Rebo plush. Have you guys seen that?
Yes.
Woo! Isn't that thing awesome? So if anybody grabs one, grab 2, and we'll work out a deal later.
In the back of the hall, yeah.
And then, yeah, T-shirt after T-shirt after T-shirt. Yeah. They just keep posting more and more T-shirts. And, you know, our friend Scott Murray is Mr. T-shirt, so I'm afraid he's going to...
Like you say, he's Mr. T. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Well, Mr. T-shirt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm afraid he's going to blow his budget just on the shirts. But, yeah, I'm very excited. I've got to get down to the store as soon as this is over. And what about you guys? Is there anything you got your eyes on?
Well, Dan and I talked about this last night. Kind of we were getting things organized. And he was pulling up some of the merchandise and stuff. And he's like, I got to get this Funko, this doll.
That Boba Fett Funko, yeah. that Shogun style, that thing is awesome. Is it even – I hope it's still available. I mean – still
yeah,
open.
I'm a little worried.
It will be on eBay.
Double the price.
What about just from the store specifically, though?
You know, they showed some stuff online leading up to Celebration, and I'm not a big merchandise person, but I got to come away with something. I got to come with a T-shirt or something, and I don't know what else is out there, what vendors have. So I'm excited to get on the floor and check it out. I think I would definitely get one of the T-shirts just to say I bought the T-shirt, I was there and did it, so...
No, that new Force Awakens, see, that's the first piece of Force Awakens merchandise. And it's got the beautiful Celebration logo and the Force for Change logo. I think that's the one that looks the most appealing so far. Of course, as I mentioned on our last show, which came out yesterday, I'm sure you all downloaded and listened to it already, right?
Everybody?
Yes. Had it, right? That's great. the Shakespearean Luke Skywalker holding the Stormtrooper,
oh, yeah.
I have to get that. I think that's in my Coffee with Kenobi contract, isn't it?
I think so.
What else? Anything else from the store itself?
From the store itself?
What about the sushi thing?
That's the one thing I'm glad you mentioned.
Jay likes that.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've got to come away with. Not like I'm going to make my own sushi at home because I get my food poisoning from Taco Bell. But that thing is cool, and I love. Does it actually say it's a wrap on there somewhere?
It does.
It does.
Why does
right?
it? Yeah. Did you design that?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
You should have.
I was going to say the whole thing's fishy to me. Sorry, it had to be done.
Oh,
get out.
I will in about 20 minutes. Okay. Let's talk about the exclusives on the floor. We mentioned Funko, that Boba Fett thing. I definitely have my eyes on that. It's not the Han Solo and Carbonite that I've been coveting for over 7,000 credits, you know. Funko, Gentle Giant, anything else look really cool? I mean, the McQuarrie, General McQuarrie bus is pretty sweet, isn't it?
It's okay. Minibus aren't my thing, especially not for that price. But I might make an exception. Because it does. It looks a lot like him, and it would look nice next to my McQuarrie action figure.
Nice. Sure. And then what about yours? You're sort of like, you're still trying to convince me to get a BB-8 tattoo.
That was Chopper.
Oh, Chopper.
Yeah. So,
that's right.
Yeah, the other thing I think I'm going to look for Force Awakens stuff, because it seems unique enough. I know they're going to have like a costuming display. It'll be interesting to go check that out as well. But yeah, anything I think says Force Awakens on it is unique because you're here and it's here and you can't get anywhere else. It's unique enough, so I'm definitely checking that stuff out.
Hopefully there are coffee mugs besides, you know, these little beauties right
here.
They have I know that like was a Jabba the Hutt or Jabba
the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah. Funny. More puns.
Speaking of Gentle Giant, though, we didn't talk about the jumbo C-3PO droids figure. Yeah,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Got very excited about that, and it's also $100 American.
Say that in front of my wife.
I'm sorry.
And Hallmark has their exclusives. Anybody interested in the Hallmark exclusives?
Yes. The McQuarrie Luke Invader.
And there's one more set of exclusives that I'm particularly excited about, and it's from Norse Legion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're going to have Kevin from Norse Legion come up in a moment. But let's thank Jeff for being up here.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. All about media. So Kevin Lyle from Norse Legion is here. He's graciously offered to give away 5 rings from the Star Wars collection, which can be redeemed in booth 1103. So make sure you visit him and see all the wonderful merchandise. They have Celebration exclusives, amazing items. And he's got the ring. Oh, he's got the rings right here. Yeah, I do. But I also want people to come visit you because you're awesome. Yeah, yeah.
They see the rings, they won't visit.
That's right. All right. Please welcome Kevin Lyle.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
It's fun to meet you.
Yeah, you too. You too.
Hi, how y'all doing today? I just want to comment on Mike Pilot's wardrobe. Man, you look marvelous in that leather.
Right? Yeah. Challenge. So you got some awesome things to give away, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. Mike, can you give me my bag? How did you want to do that?
Everybody have a raffle ticket, yes? Raise your hand if you do not have a raffle ticket. Everybody have a raffle ticket? You put your name on it? Yes? Okay, good. We're going to start doing some drawing.
Yeah.
Looks like we've got a couple of volunteers that can read. How do you want to do this? You want to draw with you? You want to have them do it? You want to have Jay do it?
How are you going to do it? I'm
fine. All right, let's have Kevin do a couple.
Okay.
All right, last call.
Good.
Yeah, I think so, sure. Yes.
All right,
absolutely. All right.
All right, you go ahead. And that's
this is Jay Krebs, one of our Coffee with Kenobi bloggers.
We're shaking, and we're picking. Go. I'm going to turn it the other way.
That's not a number, it's someone's name.
Yes.
Kyla King. Kayla King.
All right, Kayla.
So you get one of our most recent items. It is a long time ago spinner ring. It says long time ago in the galaxy far, far away. If this is a picture, you can bring it down to my booth and we'll get one of the pictures, okay?
Thank you.
Yay. Congratulations. It was Kyla, right? Very good, very good. All right, next.
That's the CEO we have here. It's got to be the names I can't pronounce. just Albert. Or Topliza. How do you say that? Albert?
Well, she's a teacher. She'll be able to read it.
Is there anybody in the room named Albert?
Did anybody laugh?
No, they laughed.
Well, shout out for them.
That is unfortunate.
It doesn't say Corey Club.
Yeah. No. Let's see. We got somebody else here. We got Stephen Howard. Thank you for that nice name.
All right. Congratulations, Stephen.
You got one, too.
Awesome.
My voice is really hoarse from that trailer.
Yeah.
I was screaming when BB-8 came out.
Yeah.
And I was like in the second row, and I swear to God, he looked right at me. I was screaming, dude. My voice is really, really hoarse. Anyway,
that's awesome.
Thomas Bula.
This
is a sweeter ring a long time ago. I remember, just like I said to her, if it doesn't fit, you can bring it down and you're staying for us. Okay?
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I'm coming
up
here.
I'm going to throw in a... I was going to give this to a guy, a friend of mine, who was going to let me into that panel today, and he wasn't able to do it, so I got one from somebody else. So I'm just going to give this one away, too.
Awesome. Sounds good.
This is really cool. This is a Chewbacca 3D pendant. It's one of our newest ones.
Nice.
So we'll just give that one to somebody right now. How's your day going so far?
It's going very, very well.
I'm tired. I've been a long day. Chad McHugh.
Congratulations, Chad. Sort of like the Star Wars prices, right, Connor?
Yeah. Come on down.
Come on down.
Congratulations.
There you go.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Nice
hat.
There's 3 more saved right there. That's what I have. Excellent.
Cool. Save some for me, Corey.
Yes, absolutely. I got these names written down here. I'm going to friend you all on Facebook.
Nice.
Okay, so the next name is Daniel Lopez.
Congratulations. Hey, nice shirt.
Yeah, I like that shirt.
Excellent. Do I get a coffee mug?
Do you get a coffee mug?
Do I get a coffee mug?
We can make that happen.
We know a guy.
I'm definitely a coffee mug. Robert Ricano.
All right. All the way from Florida.
I can tell already he's not going to do this. Yeah. This is like a small one.
Aaron's going to be so jealous.
He is.
But you can change it at our table, okay? We got one more. You guys
one more. Know. Anybody else want to win a ring? Who wants to win a ring? All right.
Well,
all
right. Yeah.
And before I pick this, if you don't mind me saying, do you have a celebration exclusive, our 2D2 bin?
Okay.
We only have 1,000 of them made, and we sold about 200 of them now, so you probably want to go down there if you want to pick one up. It's only $11. I want the Stevie.
I want the pendant.
Which one? The pendant is not coming in until tomorrow.
All right, I'll be there.
You know, someone in accounting is going to hear from me when I get back.
That's right.
But, or someone from management, I should say. But we have plenty of these still left, so if you guys want to buy, get one, that would be awesome.
Very good.
All right, so the last person. Excuse me?
Booth number?
Booth number
1103.
Would you like me to say it again?
Sure.
I love saying it. 1103.
That's right.
1103. Anyway, so here we go. The last person is Doretha Chow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations. I said I put these names back in there.
Yes.
What do I do?
Sure. Just put my ears.
Okay, that's fine.
Kevin, thank you so much. Yeah, North Lee, Kevin Lyle.
Thank you, guys.
I'll see you guys next time. Thanks.
All right, we have another giveaway. We've been talking about these coffee mugs. We're Coffee with Kenobi, and we've been asked repeatedly, probably since almost 2 years since
we started.
Yeah. People want the mugs. And we'll let you know a little secret.
We made
a little sort of a test run of these, and then we showed them to Lucasfilm. And they said, oh, yeah, that's like copyright and stuff. And we said, okay, that's cool. We respect that. And we had to go through a legal thing and got a nice letterhead home from Lucasfilm with my name on it. And we had permission to make 12 mugs, and we had to put some extra legal stuff on here, and we are doing that.
Yeah.
We like working well with Lucasfilm. We enjoy that very much. So what we have is raffle tickets, and you are guaranteed one. We will mail them to you as soon as they are done and everything has been approved, but you are guaranteed to have one, okay? So no worries there. Yep. And I think, Pam, you're wanting to do some drawing too, so would you like to come up here and draw a few for us? All right. Pam is one of our conference members. Well.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. So many people I've been dying to meet.
Yeah, who here has actually met someone they've met online for the first time?
Isn't that amazing?
How awesome is that, right?
Well, Troy and Tommy, I've known for 10 years. First time we've actually met face-to-face.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, Mediocre Jedi.
Yeah! If you win one of the mugs, Troy, back there in the very charming Coffee with Kenobi Anaheim t-shirt, make sure you give him your address and your name, and we'll get those out to you.
How many are we doing?
We have 12.
12 of those, yeah.
So we got 11 left.
All right. Yeah. I can't read that writing. T-R-U? True?
Troy?
Troy, is that you?
I'll tell you if it's my writing. I'll be
honest. Oh, wow.
That's
so mean.
It's real. Yeah. Write your name down on the
card
and sell your own gift.
I'm good, yeah. Okay. We have Shane Martin.
All right, congratulations. He's right, he's right.
Yeah, put your hand there.
Actually, you know what? After this, maybe you just stay right there, we'll just come back and find you.
And honestly, this wasn't fixed, and I read it this time the right way. Brandy Metzler.
Oh, my. Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear for generosity. That's what this song is all about.
Awesome. Okay, Seek.
Seek Donnelly. Really? Oh, I know Seek. I was a former student of mine. I spent 10 years out here. So,
darn. Would you see him today?
I would see him today.
All right, let's give it to Thomas.
You trust me, Dan.
I trust you.
Okay.
You seem like an honest fellow.
Arnold Rivera?
Arnold?
Nope.
Isn't that him?
You gotta hold it away. You know how old I am, right? Okay. Arnold Rivera? No? Okay.
All right.
Bummer. Lots of kids.
Mike, is your name in here, dude?
Aaron Goen.
All right, Aaron. Congratulations. Star Wars bookworms.
Angela Blade. Keith Brown.
Congratulations, right. Keith.
Mark Carter.
There he is. Awesome. Congratulations.
Roan. Ian? Is it Ian Roan?
Oh. All right, congratulations.
Forgive me, I'm trying. Really, I am. Okay. Wes Majaris? All right.
All right, Wes.
There. Two more.
Two more. Last two.
Jorge Avila? Yes, no?
Who?
Jorge Avila? Going once, going twice?
That happened.
Okay. Bummer. Yeah. Greg Parsons.
Nobody?
I hear a lot of familiar names.
You're willing to be anybody.
Teresa, you know? Do you know
okay.
him?
No, I don't know him, nor me.
Oh, okay. I don't think that would work.
Of course I know him.
Rodney Brown.
Rodney. Yeah.
And the last winner of that awesome Coffee Kenobi mug is Scott Parsons.
All right, Scott.
Should I get 12?
Did
Scott
get it?
Nope. Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, I thought
it's still.
They just wanted the trading cards in the
world. Yeah.
And Angela McMillan.
Yes. Congratulations on order.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
Sure, thanks.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're still going to make other mugs.
Yeah.
We're just going to make them. I mean, everybody
tweak
got their thing. We're going to tweak them so they're more legit. We'll talk with you about good strategies for that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good. All right, so this is Coffee with Kenobi. One of the best parts for us about this is that we get to talk with fans from all over the world, and literally it's happening in Celebration. So here's your chance to come to the mic and ask any questions about Star Wars, about the trailer, about Celebration, about us, whatever. Off your insights, you just want to say hello and say, hey, I was on the podcasting stage. Come on down. If you can line up maybe over there, single file. Thomas, I'm going to have you in charge of that. All right. And we'll be happy to answer your comments or questions. We got about 8 minutes, so. That's it. No one, don't be shy.
Come on, guys. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Come on down.
You're a great guy.
What up, guys?
Open mic. That Celebration. How often did that?
All right, let's have first.
First up, Dean Story.
All right, welcome, Dean.
Well, thanks. It's great to meet you guys.
Yeah.
I love your podcast. I appreciate all you do for us out there.
Thank you so much.
It's so wonderful to have such insightful stuff. Anyway, sorry.
We appreciate that. No, don't be sorry.
So I'm Dean Story. I traveled out here from Atlanta.
Okay.
And first of all, I just wanted to describe for everybody who's listening the palpable feeling. I was in there for the live in the Celebration stage. And during that trailer, you could just feel the hairs. It was just, you felt the electricity in the room. It was amazing. You could feel the force flowing through you from everybody in the audience to where the hairs on my arm raised up. And it's indescribable. And from the trailer, what I'd like to bring up is Luke saying, my father had it.
Yeah.
Sister had it, and I had it. And then he says, and you have it too. And then there's fade to black for a moment, and then you see Poe Dameron in his X-Wing going, woo, and skimming across the water. And I'd like to kind of get your reaction on how you feel that ties in
to the whole, just the whole,
to whether he's implying then, you know, is there a connection there that they necessarily, that they showed Poe right after he said, and you have it too?
I mean, I think, again, from a storytelling perspective, it would be hard to avoid that as a possible connection, that, you know, the, whether it's hard to say what they're going to do with, is Luke Skywalker going to have children in these films, right? But it seems reasonable to assume that Han Solo and Princess Leia will have children. I mean, clearly.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how it could be avoided.
Well, it's something that has to be told. I mean, this is a new story. I think that The Force is always going to continue. And the whole saga itself has been about the Skywalker family. So it's kind of almost implied a little bit that they would carry that family tree on.
Yeah.
So I think that it seems that it has to be that way to for it to be passed along and passed down. Like Thomas said, it was passed along to the next folks that would be taking on that mantle.
To me, this trailer just sort of shifted the concept, because we had thought that Rey was on Tatooine. And
right.
And also, we also think maybe it's Rey. Mm-hmm. And this sort of shifted it for me. So I just wanted to hear something.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much for being up here.
Thank you very much.
All right, we literally have 5 minutes and we got to do some of the end, so we'll just do a quick rapid fire. Come on down, sir. It's Tommy Neck.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Finally.
All right, well, I'm going to keep it brief because the gentleman before me already kind of took the point I wanted to talk about, which was who is Luke exactly talking to when he does that speech? So that's a great little teaser for us. Really, the only other thing out of that trailer, obviously, mentioned, that I'm really just going to be pondering over the next several months is, where did they find Vader's helmet and why?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure some of you probably might have seen the teaser or leaks online where they talk about you might see Vader's helmet in the film. So I was kind of like, in the trailer. And I was kind of like, okay, great. They're going to show that. But it's burned and destroyed and kind of, obviously from the pyre. So who dug it up, who found it, and why is going to be a great thing for fans to speculate on, and I'm sure you guys will be talking about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Vader's, how did you feel when you saw Vader's helmet?
That was the part of the trailer where I cried.
That is. Mike, so that's the part of the trailer where he cried for people in here. Yeah, I agree. That was just stunning.
Well,
thank you.
One more observation I thought of, too. From the teaser from last year, we had the voiceover from, I'm losing the track of his name.
Andy Serkis.
Thank you. Andy Serkis is a voiceover. We don't know his relation. It was a little more different, but we had Luke Skywalker's voiceover. So, we do have a dark trailer versus a light trailer.
Interesting.
So
you're insightful.
I think with the hang.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Real quick, we have our two. I want to thank Becca for videoing for us. Thank you so much, Becca. Applause for us. Thank you, Brandy and Troy, for all the wonderful things they've done for us today. Thank you so much. Come on up.
Hi, I'm loving being here. This is so wonderful. I love everything Star Wars. And I have to say, I love just about everything Disney, too. I love Disney. I love what they've done. But I have to admit, I was a little nervous. Disney has its feel. Star Wars is its own world. And I think for all of us that do love both, there is a little concern of, will it still be Star Wars? There is the prequel look. There is the old trilogy look. And I was a little curious to see how the two would mesh well together. It was such a relief. I know with the trailer, I was wondering, is it all going to just be CGI? And because I love J.J. Abrams, but that's not quite the same thing as Star Wars usually, his traditional movies.
Right.
So it was such a relief to be able to see that this is still Star Wars. This is still awesome. It's still our world.
Absolutely. Amen to that. That's right. Thank you so much.
The curious thing will be is, as you said, this is about the Skywalker family. So we have Luke, we have people, everyone else in his family. The question would be, how much will Vader actually play directly? At the end of episode 6, he's standing there with Yoda, with Obi-Wan. How much will he actually, Vader, be in this?
That's true. I don't know.
I've got a thought on that real quick. Vader, excuse me. He's a legacy. We see that even in the original trilogy. Whenever we talk about Vader, I flew with him. I knew him as a pilot, blah, blah, blah. I knew his legacy. So he's definitely – ramifications have been throughout the entire saga. So I would like to say that, it's not his death has not been unheard of or hasn't been touched by everyone within the galaxy. So I think his presence there, Force Ghost or not Force Ghost, I think that is definitely something that will be prevalent moving on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We've got 30 seconds. Come on down, real quick. Steven.
30 well, seconds for our celebration. Great to be here.
Thanks.
So I just want to bring it back to what you were talking about at the start of the show with overcoming fear. And I sort of feel like it's something that there's obviously like that you have big moments, but it's never something that fully goes away. And I feel like the remnant of the Vader mask is sort of that, you know, Luke and maybe some of the other characters are going to have to deal with that again. And also with Kane and Rebels, he had a big victory defeating the Inquisitor, but he's got more things to overcome. I mean, he has to face Darth Vader, for goodness sake. Like, he's going to have a tough time.
It's true. Well, yeah, and that's how that mask becomes the embodiment of the fear and it's become magic because Luke conquered it in a palpable way. Thank you so much. So thank you so much for being a part of the Celebration Podcasting stage. I want to throw a shout out to Rob Wainfer, Lisa Dullard, and we've got Matt Moore. We've got Legends Library with Luke and Randy. We've got our bloggers, Melinda. We've got Ajua. We've got Becca and Pam. We've got Craig Dickinson. We've got James. We've got Jay. We've got Jeff McGee. We've got Troy. We've got Scott Murray. We've got Joe Taylor. We've got Ryder. We've got Alex Ward, James Worthington. We have got a lot of blogs going on, and we would love to have you read and tweet to us. We're, of course, on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Write a review. That would certainly be a wonderful thing. Thank you so very much
for being
here.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
None of this is possible without
all of you guys. So thank you very much for having us, you know, be able to do this and continue on. So because of you guys, like I said on the show, it's like none of this stuff is possible without the fans. So anything we do is definitely for you guys, and we enjoy doing it. So thank you very much.
No discussion without each and every one of you. We're so grateful for all of you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful celebration.
Yeah, have fun, guys.
Thank you.
Chewie, get us out of here!
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along. Move along.